Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Ben Griffin. His message for today is entitled, Going Through Samaria, and comes from John chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. I don't know exactly what you guys are doing, but these messages should be focused on. You should give them your complete attention. So I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon the heart of Brother Griffin to share with us all on today. But before we bring him on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals in whom you are requesting prayer for. It is my request today, as in every day, that you please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our Trucker family, those close and those who are far apart from us, that they will all respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. Also for the White and Washington family, my cousin LaTanya had surgery on yesterday, so I ask you all to please pray that she has a speedy recovery. Thank you so much. Caller 2542, state your prayer request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I want to thank you all for praying for me and my family. And I'm asking continued prayer for my granddaughter that she had an emergency C-section yesterday. And pray for the baby as well because he's in ICU. Pray for her health and pray for me to be stronger in the family. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time. I bring you Brother Ben Griffin. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Well, thank you for tuning in on today. Today is certainly the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad. And at certainly, Sister Graham, our hearts go out to you, your family, to yourself, and your strength, and your daughter, and your granddaughter, and your grandchild. I hope that all is going well. Praise that all go well for them in each of those recoveries. So the Truckers are going to be mindful of. The Wright and the Washington family are going to be mindful of as they undergo and recover from the surgery. And all the families on our call and families who are related to those on the call and each other as individual members of the body of Christ and Christians and human beings. Yes, God, to bestow a great blessing and grace upon each of you. Today's lesson will be taken from John chapter 4. We look at verse 1 through 9, and we're going to talk for a moment about going through Samaria. But, you know, coming up as kids, we were told not to go into specific neighborhoods and certain streets and certain towns, especially after dark, and for the most part, it was for safety reasons, no doubt because of fear brought on by prejudices. But even today, when looking to build or buy a home or enroll your child, kids in school, we avoid certain areas. So today we want to take a trip, explore a city, study a people, and in doing so, we want to take a trip to Samaria. John chapter 4, the Bible says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied in his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. When his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with Samaria. This lesson is a part of a series that here at Suncoast Church we do on evangelism. And I wanted to share with our audience by way of encouragement this morning, because if the church is going to continue to grow as God would have it to grow, there are some lines of faith that we're going to have to be willing to trust, cross, courageous to cross, and trust in God to get us across those lines. We're going to win and save the lost. Someone crossed the line many years ago to save you, to bring you into safety. Now it's your turn, my turn, our turn, to cross the line of faith, regardless of what the person may look like, be like, walk like, talk like. It's your turn, it's my turn. So the Samaritans, the Jews were not friends, as verse 9 points out. Just a little bit background about the Samaritans. Their lineage was an admixture of Hebrew and Assyrian. The Jews that had been taken away into Assyrian captivity. Of course, the Syrian men intermingled with Hebrew, with the Jewish women, and of course, there came the Samaritans. The name Samaritan was used in a reproachful manner because they were considered as half-breed. They weren't pure Jews, Hebrews. But also the Jews, they would walk 88 to 100 miles out of their way around Samaria to go to Galilee from Jerusalem. In Ezra chapter 4, 1 through 3, they were indeed disenfranchised, not respected, not involved, not recognized, but rather ignored because they were used as slaves. They were traded by the Syrians and other surrounding nations. They were just really was looked down upon. Now, what did Jesus say about Samaria and the Samaritans? Well, we know in Matthew chapter 10, 1 through 5, he told them not to go into the area of Samaria to preach. And it wasn't because of Jesus' prejudice. Because of the apostles, they had hang-ups. They weren't equipped. They weren't ready. But Jesus told them to wait until they got the unction from the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, they did get the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord uplift that restriction, told them to go to all the world and preach the gospel. Now, we know that in Acts 1, 8, Samaria, Judea, to the uttermost parts of the earth is listed in that instruction. Because Jesus refused to thread a path prejudice had made. Now, we know Peter and some of the other apostles had some prejudice things in their life, but not Jesus. He was just preparing his people to go. Jesus, he went. And that's why the scripture says that he must need go through Samaria. Jesus had no problem with the Samaritans, no hang-ups whatsoever. Now, here are some good points I want to bring out about the Samaritans. And we can relate to them today because the Good Samaritan Act, that is a case where a person who may not be a medical professional, if he stopped to render aid to anyone, whether it be a comrade, be his fellow out, or whatever the case may be, and they do something to them that doesn't turn out well, they are protected by the Good Samaritan Act. And it goes back to Luke chapter 10, where the Good Samaritan stopped and helped that beat up Jew. The other Jews weren't here, and the Bible says he was a Samaritan. And so because of the good deeds of that Samaritan, we find today we have the Good Samaritan Act. But also in Luke chapter 17 and verse 16 through 18, the Lord healed 10 lepers. And the Bible says they went on their way and they were healed, and 9 didn't turn around and come back, but 1 came and fell down and gave glory to the Lord. And the Bible says that this individual was a Samaritan. But also in John chapter 4, which we just read, and verse 39 to 41, we read that Samaritans, they believed Jesus, and they became disciples of him. And then again in Acts chapter 8, and verse 5 to 12, when Philip went down to Samaria, he preached Jesus unto them. They believed and was baptized. So was Simon the sorcerer. He believed and was baptized. So that city of Samaria heard the gospel, believed Jesus, and they obeyed him and became followers of him. You know, today you just don't know who's waiting for the good word from the Lord. We shouldn't be the judges. We should just do what the Lord says to do. Anyone, everyone, everywhere we go, to let them know that we are about the Lord. And so the point of the lesson today is this. In Acts chapter 10, we know that Peter certainly was present, and the Lord had to summon him in a dream and let down his big giant sheep and show that everything that God made, let no man call it unclean or uncommon. God must first save us before we will help him save others, the lost of our church. Now, Samaria still exists today. There are disenfranchised people everywhere. Watch CNN. Unlike and uncared for by those who go to church. Yes, those who go to church don't look like them, don't walk like them, don't talk like them. They are the reason why people get alarms on their cars. They are the disenfranchised. I'm not talking about the criminals that really will do you harm, but there are many people who mean you no harm, but yet still, because they don't live in the same area we live, look like us, walk like us, talk like us, they are still a concern of God. Many of them are good people. We've seen this from the scriptures. The good Samaritan who helped someone who would have helped them. A good Samaritan who bowed down and worshiped God and thanked him for healing him. Grateful, gratitude. One who believed through a woman. During those times, a woman's word meant nothing. But this woman was persuasive enough that her whole city believed on Jesus Christ. And then the gospel being preached by Philip, the Samaritans gave their life to the Jesus Christ of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And therefore, even today in Samaria, you find there are those who honor the Lord. And so let us be willing and brave and bold and go through Samaria. Our Samaritans today are the projects, the housing areas, the trailer parks, the hood, the alley, those areas where no one would dare to go. Jesus went. We must go. Let's go to Samaria and seek and save the lost. May God bless you and may it keep you as we pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for today's lesson. We're thankful for those who have chimed in and tuned in today. We know that we need to pray for each other. We're going to pray for all our families. We're going to pray for the truckers that they recognize each other's face. We'll pray for the whites and the Washingtons as their loved one undergoes surgery on today. We're going to pray for Janice Graham, for herself, for her family, and more particularly her granddaughter and her great-grandchild who had emergency C-section. We pray that that recovery be as God would have it to be. We just pray to continue to live safe, wear our mask, keep our distance, be trusting in the Lord, support our local congregation, love one another, support the brotherhood. We pray, the Father, that we continue to be merciful to one another, but we be encouraged and not discouraged on this day. Guide us and keep us throughout the remainder of this week. This we do pray in the Son Christ's name. Amen. Have a great day.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy.
When I look back,
Lord,
over my life,
hello,
the mistakes and the problems. There was no way out.
I don't have to
think good.
Every day I'll be.
And it made,
like
made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough.
Mercy.
I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not being free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy.
Yeah.
Still you sit the mercy, Father, as Jesus.